was Christmas Eve, and the whole house was fast asleep, except for Sasha and Peter. They had tried very hard to fall asleep, but the excitement of Christmas morning tickled their toes and made their eyes pop open every few minutes. Just past midnight, Peter sat up and whispered, "Did you hear that?" A soft tinkling sound floated through the room like tiny silver bells. Sasha tiptoed to the door. "It's coming from the living room." The two children crept down the hallway. When they peeked into the living room, their mouths dropped open. The Christmas tree sparkled like a thousand stars, and underneath it, their toys had come to life. Tin soldiers marched in perfect time. Even the toy train puffed little clouds of glitter as it chugged around the tree. In the middle of it all danced a tiny fairy with sparkling wings and plum-coloured shoes. She hovered above the toys, spinning and fluttering in time with the most beautiful, twinkly music. Sasha and Peter huddled beneath the stairs, eyes wide, barely breathing. They didn't want to miss a single step. Then, just as the clock chimed one, the fairy gave a final graceful twirl and the room went still. The toys quietly settled back under the tree. The fairy flew close to the children and whispered, "Only the kindest hearts see Christmas magic. Sleep well, little ones." And with a wink of her sugar-dusted wings, she disappeared. Sasha and Peter crept back to bed, their hearts dancing with joy. And every year after, they listened closely on Christmas Eve, just in case the toys danced again.